Hello, and welcome back. The last time we were together, we were pictured on a bench with our loved one, sitting next to them, connecting with them. And we were there feeling things, knowing things as we communicated with them. Make sure, of course, you wrote those things down so you'll always remember them. I want to talk for you just a second because as we journey on and venture throughout the spirit world, you can get to the same space and place that you did with your breathing exercises. Remember, as you breathed in, you breathed in that beautiful light, your soul colors, and when you exhaled, you let go of the heaviness, the density of the physical body. So because you've already done that, now you know the space and the place that your mind has to go to in order for you to be connected with the other side, with the spiritual realm. It is a place within the mind. It is a dimension where your mind goes to, where the spirit people are. So, there is a word I'm going to give you now, and this word will bring you into that space, into that consciousness where we left off before. So you don't have to go through all the breathing exercises because you've already done that before. That's still a very strong memory, especially if you've just finished doing that. So just close your eyes gently again and prepare yourself to go back to that space and place where you were before, that bench next to your loved one. And the word I'm going to give you to activate that part of your mind that will bring you back there instantly is the word pinpoint. So when you hear pinpoint, that will bring you back to that space and place in your mind where you are on those spiritual realms. So I'm just going to count you down from 5 all the way down to 0. And while I do that, I just want to set the intention, the thought, that as I count down, you become more and more relaxed. Relax the body, relax the muscles, any tension you might have, any nervousness. And this is especially for those who have waited a little bit longer to do the exercises from the second to the third. So just closing your eyes, becoming aware of the body, becoming aware of the muscles, the organs, the fibers, the nerves. 5, just being mindful of the body, being mindful of the space that you're in, whether you're lying down or sitting down, it doesn't matter. 4, feeling very, very relaxed, knowing that you are a soul, having a human experience, that you can be with your spirit friends and family anytime you place your mind to that space where they are. 3, feeling very, very light, going up higher, getting that sensation back of just releasing and letting go, going higher and higher to another dimension, to a space that's free, no more heaviness, the shackles of the body, and no longer. You are a free soul, too, feeling above everything, above the building, into the sky. 1, feeling into that light, going into that light, that sensation of a circle or a tunnel, a sensation of pulling you, a magnet, if you will, of love and light. 1, getting there, becoming aware of this beautiful light city again. Being part of this light city, being aware of all the occupants in the space with the gardens, the buildings made of crystal, this lovely space. 0, you are there, feeling yourself as a light body with your soul colors all there with you, feeling these beautiful soul colors. And now I'm going to say pinpoint. You are there next to your loved one on the bench again, sitting, connecting, just as you were before. And as you sit there with them, feel their love, feel the energy they have for you. And as they sit and speak with you, they just want to explain to you that when you come to visit to this side of these realms, these heavenly realms, if you call them, the other side of life, if you call it, that you come with many of your earthly conditions, your earthly thoughts and attitudes, mindsets, seeing things from just the human condition, the human perspective. Your loved one tells you that many are waiting to see you, to be you, and they have created for you something very, very special. So, they hold your hand. Imagine that they're holding your hand, and instantly you are floating. You're taken away as if a cloud drifting away. Drifting away. And soon you find yourself in a lovely, lovely space. A lovely space which on the earth could look like a small theater, or a theater in the round, an arena, if you will. Not too big, but not too small. This beautiful arena. Very, very beautiful. Probably nothing we'd see on the earth, but something with lovely soft carpeting and chairs and people all around sitting in the circle in robes and beautiful, beautiful harmony and peace. And in the middle of this circle, in this arena, in this space, there is a lovely, very soft bed for you to lie down. And your loved one brings you to this bed to lie down and tells you that they're going to help to clear away and cleanse away, to purify you, to let go of all the heavy, dense energies you bring with you from the earth, to cleanse you, to purify you, to bring you back to healing, to balance, to the completeness of who you are. And your lovely people that are sitting there in the circle, in the arena, in the space out there, you recognize many of them, for they are family members and friends, people, all their souls that you've had experiences with in this life in some way or another. They may be animals as well. And there are many who you would not even expected to be there. But during your life thus far, you had some kind of an influence, some kind of an effect on these people's lives. Even in the most smallest way, you had an effect. So, they all have you in their mind. They all want healing for you. They want you in balance, harmony, peace. So please lie down now in that lovely bed and imagine this beautiful, soft, incredible bed. And you just lie there, close your eyes, feeling as if you're almost in a dream state. You're a light being, you're a soul being, but you also feel like you're in this lovely light state that you are. And the spirit people, your family and your friends, say to you that at this moment they're going to help. They're going to invoke and bring in healing from the higher realms, the higher levels, the higher realms and levels, the angelic realm. The angelic realm they've called upon, for angels are all around us. Well, the angels can be those that have passed over that we know, but they're also those angels, those messengers of the universe, those divine beings, God's messengers, which are always around us. And we now receive them, for we bring in five special angels that are here just for you. Remember, angels are our guardians, counselors, teachers, healers. They love us unconditionally. They love you unconditionally. Whether you believe in angels or not, it's an energy. It's an energy, a divine energy. Just like your family, only better. Because there is no judgment whatsoever. They love you unconditionally. They're natural healers. They're natural communicators. So feel with your energy. Feel as they step into this space and this bed around you. I'm going to describe various energetic beings of energy, these angel beings. And just open yourself energetically to feel how each one affects you. There may be one angel that affects you more than the other, and that's fine, because that is the energy you need right now. So, become aware which one feels like there's a resonance with you, there's a connection with you that you need. And you can always use these angelic beings all the time, because they're always there just for the calling, just for your calling. So as you lie there, in your mind, we're just going to open ourselves up. The spirit people have brought through now this beautiful light being, this angel, Michael the Archangel. Many would know of Michael the Archangel. Michael the Archangel comes in a beautiful light of indigo and royal purple. beautiful Michael, that energy, comes with the gold sword of protection. For Michael is in charge of protection and gives you strength and courage, gives you integrity. He protects us physically and emotionally and also psychically. He stands in the way to help, to guard you, to protect you of all things. He oversees all light workers and their very important work upon this earth. So when you need to feel protected, call Michael. Now let Michael's energy blend with yours. Let Michael take away toxins that are within your being that are associated with fear, limitation. Let Michael's beautiful golden sword just take them away, release you, cut cords, let them go. When Michael is around, you'll feel this beautiful indigo, flashes of bright purple light. Anytime that you need protection, feel Michael. So as you now energize yourself with Michael's energy, let him just take away any discouragement, any fear, any limited thinking, any sense of not feeling energetic or feeling tired or depressed or having a low self-esteem. Michael comes in to help. So feel that beautiful indigo, royal purple light. Let it energize you. The next being of light, this angel, Raphael, comes in. Raphael, feel the vibration of Raphael to purify you. Beautiful emerald green light comes in the ray of healing. A ray of green healing light. Raphael comes to bring about balance. Brings about balance, harmony in the body, in the mind. All of the work of Raphael is involved in releasing and space clearing. Let them take away. Let Raphael, this beautiful being of the green light, the ray of healing, take away in your space any debris, any psychic debris from other people, any thought forms left over from those on the earth level, any people who want you to be something that you're not, any people where you feel there's pressure from them. No longer need that. As beautiful Raphael comes into your space, Raphael absorbs all of that lower vibration energy, absorbs all of that stagnant energy, and helps us to eliminate all those toxins, helps us to eliminate addictions and cravings, helps us to bring love in all those areas within ourselves, body, mind, and spirit that we need. So it is. And now the next beautiful being, this lovely angel energy of Gabriel, comes close to you. Angel Gabriel comes to you in this lovely ray of blue light, this beautiful ray of purity. Gabriel, known as the strength of God. The divine is my strength. And this beautiful Gabriel, an archangel, is known as the messenger, is known as the creative one. Let them open up your third eye, open up your throat to create, to be who you are, to express your creative self, to know that everything you say against yourself no longer can be. Speak your truth. Don't hold back. Speak, communicate, create. Create. Gabriel will help you to bring you guidance to your true calling. Truly make you more aware of your soul's path, your plan, your soul's plan, and your purpose. And just feel that and take that in. The next energy that comes close to you now, another ray comes close to you. Let them bring closely this beautiful Uriel. Uriel comes with a yellow, the ray of knowledge, a bright yellow ray. Knowingness, the strength of knowingness. one of the wisest beings, angels. So your intellect, information, practical solutions come close to you now. She helps you to come aware of your intelligence, of your critical self, the critical thinking, the logical thinking, in many ways, to understand things of a higher nature, to understand things of wisdom and knowledge. Uriel, the expertise in divine magic, problem solving, let this beautiful ray of knowledge, this yellow light, come in to problem solve, bring you some understanding of your spiritual road. Become aware that this beautiful being helps you to work with all the elements, the earth, the fire, the air, the water. Now the next ray of light, another being that your loved ones come to bring you, is Camuel. Camuel meaning he who sees God, comes in a ray of love, a green light, a beautiful whitish green light. This archangel of pure love comes to you now, and feel this beautiful ray of love, pure green white love, opening you up, illuminating you, purifying you. Camuel can lift you from the depths of sorrow and grief. When you're feeling down, when you find that you don't have much to live or love for, this beautiful archangel can help you to renew and improve relationships with other people, relationships within yourself, and also helps with your career. Any career issues or questions, this beautiful ray of green light, Camuel will help you. You'll know he's with you when you feel the tingling sensation in your solar plexus energy, in your heart energy. It's beautiful. Opening up your heart. So now, just sit with these energies, these immersions, these cleansings, this purity. Good. And these beautiful lights stand back, these rays of light. It's almost as if it's a sunset, these rays of light, opening you up. Even in your conscious mind, you weren't even aware that there are certain energies holding you back, whether it's thought forms, whether it's foreign energy, whether it's emotional connections, whether it's cords from other people holding you back. All these beautiful rays come in to disperse, to open you up, to bring you back to purity of being. Good. And slowly you open your eyes to the world around you, to this arena. You're still in the arena, but slowly you get off the bed. And as you get off the bed, you become aware now that you are wearing these incredible robes of the spirit. Incredible robes. It seems like a gossamer. And they shimmer. They shimmer all around with these beautiful, lovely lights. And you feel a sense of awareness of yourself, which you've never felt before. And all these beings of your family and your friends in this arena that are standing around are cheering you, are so happy, so thrilled that you are now beginning to understand your divine self, your true self, not necessarily the human self, but now you have the love, the assistance, the energy, the infusion that you need to progress day by day. Good. And your wonderful guide, your family member that you met first on the bench, comes back now They seem brighter as you seem brighter. And as they come to you now, all those beings from the seats, from this little theater who are sitting down, are now coming close to you, making a circle around you. And become aware how you feel their energy, how you see those loved ones who have passed over before and are now much younger than you remember them. They're all in their robes too, their spiritual robes that are shimmering. You feel the happiness they have, the joy that they have, the naturalness that they have. It feels like you're at home. It feels like this is a space that feels so familiar to you. And all of these faces, you know they haven't gone anywhere, that they've been with you even more than you can ever tell in the human. And just in your mind, you have this awareness that you indeed are a soul being, and that the time on this earth world is short. The time that you put the human clothes on, it's a very short time. It's a temporary time. But now that you've been charged and infused with this energy of remembrance, of awareness, of a mindfulness, of knowledge and wisdom and healing and creativity and protection, you are better served. You'll better be able to work with the human when you come back there. So become aware now of your loved ones coming close to you, and they come over there, and each one, look at each one on your own. Just be aware of their feeling, the energy you feel with each one, whether it's a mother, a father, a grandparent, a child, a friend, a dog, a cat, an animal of yours, relatives, people you used to work with perhaps. Just be mindful and take your time. Take your time just to acknowledge each one of these beings who've come today to celebrate you, to bring love to you, bring a healing to you, to re-energize you, to transform you. And you can take as much time that you want to be with them. So you can stop this tape right now and have the experience as long as you want. It's fine. Now your family and your friends say to you, it's time now to go to the reunion. They've planned a reunion for you, to go to a certain home. They have created a home, a space for you that they think, well, they know that you will love. With their minds, they have created these beautiful rooms. We would call it a house in the human earth, but they have created this just for you. So now, as you close your eyes, they take you and they hug you, and just become aware that you begin to drift. Your mind begins to drift. And suddenly, you find that you are standing in front of a beautiful house. Very, very incredible. Lovely colors. Everything you would love. The structure is just what you would love. Whether it's a palace or whether it's a small house, it's perfect for you. It represents you. The colors, the windows, if there's a staircase. Look at the house and let it represent you, the purest house that you would love. And as you look at this house, you feel you are at home. You hear the voices within, and all those beings that were around you before are now inside that house, welcoming you home. Welcoming you to be back with them in this lovely reunion. So the exercise for this experience of transformation is the following. During everyday life, try to become aware as you meet people that there is a certain color, a certain energy that they may need within them. So since you've just used and been aware of these beautiful rays of light that were given you to you by the lovely archangels of Michael and Raphael and Gabriel and Uriel and Camuel, you become aware that each person you meet, try and interpret, try to intuit, what color do they need? Do they need the ray of purple, of royal purple that Michael comes for protection? Or do they need Raphael's beautiful ray of healing, emerald green? Or do they need the lovely, incredible strength of God by Gabriel, that ray of purity and blue light, knowing who they are, helping them with their creativity? Or do they need Uriel's beautiful ray of knowledge and strength and intellect, not being aware of who they truly are? Or is the color that they need a pale green of love from Camuel? Try and intuit as you meet people for the next week. What color do you feel they need more of? They need more energy of.